We're going to get the heights and weights of Big Phil and Josh. Very vital.
Josh is a wild. What if Josh is bigger than Big Phil?
Oh,
he's a wild. He's such a wild card.
I'm not going.
I'm just. You're going.
He's
going. You're just gonna sit out there and look.
No, I'm joking.
I think you just got to get blitzed.
I'm gonna do that anyway.
Honestly, you would fit in very well in that little in between spot between the Crawford boxes and center field, and just stand there with the Astros fans and go crazy. You would fit in well there. I'm worried about you, Ron. If Josh is bigger than Big Phil, and Big Phil is big as hell,
wear a thin shirt, Ron.
Is there a chance that either of them are bigger than me?
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to have you looking like an undersized guard.
Looking like James Harden.
Yeah. Like
you, Shaq Mason.
Like Andrews.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. We'll see. We'll see. I'm waiting right here, Vic. Let us know. Heights and weights here. All right. How big is this series? Obviously, I mean, yesterday with everything that happened, you picked up a half a game because no hitting the Yankees up 5-0, which clearly lost Tyler some money, but no hitting the Yankees up 5-0.
Yeah.
And somehow the Mariners find a way to lose that one and get swept by the Yankees. So you gained a half a game, so you're 7.5 up in the AL West, and I mean, you're in the driver's seat right now, right? You're only behind the Tigers in the league in terms of record. So 9.5, I believe, up on the Rangers. So I mean, this isn't no like, hey man, this is big for the division right now. But you're coming off being swept by the Guardians, a team that you know the way they were playing and the way you were playing is not the outcome you were looking to have at home at the Daikin. And now you have them coming in. How big is this series with Lance going tonight, Framber going tomorrow, Hunter going on Sunday? How big is this series? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I see Ocho already with it. How big is this series to you?
So it obviously doesn't bury you if you lose or if you get swept. Like, it's not the end of the world. It's going to leave a bad taste in your mouth, and it's not going to be a good feeling. But I don't think it hurts you tremendously to not perform well. But I think it's big just in terms of opportunity cost, man. When you look at it, like, can you really afford to, like, forget the lead for a second. Just in terms of, like, the whole vibe of your team, can you afford to waste opportunities when you play an inferior team and that aligns the calendar up with you throwing out there your best pitchers? So you got your best guys going up against one of baseball's worst hitting teams overall in the Rangers. So, like, it's an ideal situation for you pitching-wise, no matter who you're playing. Oh, by the way, on top of that, you're playing a division rival that has underperformed for the entire season. So, to me, it's more of an opportunity.
They're going to have good pitching out there, the Rangers right now, yeah.
It would be a wasted opportunity. Like, you would, God forbid that come down to the end of the season, it is a close race, that, like, you are fighting for the division or you are fighting for a seeding or something that matters toward the end, and you're like, hey, but you know what? Right before the All-Star break, we lost to not one, but two inferior teams. We got swept by one, and then whatever happens with the Rangers. Like, to me, that is inexcusable if you call yourself being a serious baseball team, and I feel like the Astros are at least that.
It's bad vibes if you lose this series, and then it starts to kind of creep in maybe in your head a little. But it's at least bad vibes if you lose the series to a Rangers team that hasn't been playing great and you have Hunter Brown and Framber pitching in the series.
Yeah.
But again, it's tough, though, fellas, because even with Christian Walker coming back, they're going to run a lineup that doesn't have Jeremy Peña, that doesn't have Jordan, doesn't have Jake.
You know, I can't believe
I'm saying that.
You know what it also isn't, though? It still isn't one of the worst hitting lineups in baseball, which is what the Rangers have. So, like, just, I don't, you got to score some runs. Like, I don't think that.
So, the lineup for you is not something because I'm looking at this and I'm like, this could be playoff level pitching, that matchups that you're getting. But damn, man, it's, I mean.
But we've watched the Astros find a way to manufacture runs in spite of the things that are going on with them. I'm not saying that you don't need Jeremy Peña, that you don't need Yordan Alvarez, but we have seen them do that. We've seen them perform. And we had these questions early on in the season, and then we get to midway through July, and they're one of the top 10 offenses in baseball somehow, some way, and we're trying to figure it out, but they've done that. What I don't feel like they can afford to do, or what wouldn't look good on them, is to go out there and underperform on the pitching side against an offense that has not performed. Like, to me, that's just a non-negotiable. You can't do it.
Yeah. Coming in from the text line, you have to be at least 275 to have big in front of your name. I would say 250.
Yeah.
I would say 250. Right. I think he can he be called Big Ray Lewis?
Yeah.
Can he be called Big Ray?
Is there, but going back to our height discussion though, is there a height requirement along with it too though, to just be called big?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, if you are,
there's got to be some kind of ratio. Maybe not an exact height or an exact weight, but
275 seems,
you know, 275 is clearly big. Like, so like once you get to that point, no matter how tall you are, if you're 275,
you're big. Yeah, you enter that. Yeah, you know, the height requirement goes out of the window past 275.
But if you're 210 or 220, but you're 6'5", that's an issue.
That's it. You could still be big there.
That's a, yeah. And definitely would be a problem seating wise, going back to the point.
Yeah. 275 seems steep to be. Yeah, you could be you're sick if you're 6'3", 255.
Oh yeah. No,
you're big
that's
Tony.
That's a problem.
If Tyler was 6'3", 255, he'd be Big Tyler.
Big T.
Watch, Josh is gonna be like 6'8". 350.
Oh boy.
Josh is gonna come in there looking like Trent Brown.
Oh, Tyler, we got heights and weights. Yeah. Should I give it now or should I
on the other side?
On the other side. Oh, bro.
Don't go anywhere.
Okay. Heights and weights. Can I give clues? I'm gonna give the heights and you tell me the weights. Heights, just text in to me. 5'10", 5'6".
Oh.
That's
promising.
Of Big Phil and Josh. What do you think the 5'10 is at? What do you think? Big Phil's one of them. 5'10, 5'6. Josh is the other. What do you think the heights and weights are? That's been the best tease I've given all week. Also, as a Rockets fan, which matchup concerns you more? OKC or the Denver Nuggets? We'll discuss that coming up next.
He's big as hell.